Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Todd Monken met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's regular season finale against the Browns.
No, I mean, it's been amazing. You know, it's a credit to him, the work he's put in, you know, and the work he puts in every week. It's a credit to our coaches, T, who works with him every day, to our coaches who game plan every week. You know, the other thing was we've been healthy. You know, Rashad's been healthy for most of the year. Zay in his second year, our tight ends have been healthy. Our whole line's been relatively healthy, so that allows you, and our second year as a staff allows us to continue to push forward and eliminate some of the drag that we had at times last year. You're going to have that. You're in the NFL, but the credit goes to him. I mean, you know, he's an unbelievable playmaker, wants to be coached, wants to be great, and he's about as humble as you could ever ask for a star player. I mean, super humble. That's why his teammates love him, because he works hard and he's humble and owns it.
Teams obviously evolved through the course of the season. You guys were getting under center with the fullback and Derek and gouging people that way for a while. And I know there's always adjustments. And coming out of the bye, whether it's opponent-related or not, Derek went from running 60-plus percent of the time under center to over 60% of the time out of the pistol or the shotgun with Lamar. And now that's been super effective. Was that a self-scout thing? Was that something you guys talked about during the bye? Or?
Some of it's that, and some of it we didn't have Charlie. You know, Charlie's kind of our C-gap tight end blocker, so it's got a little bit of both. And who we were playing, certain teams presents itself, you know, for us to be under center a little bit more. And then, so combination of self-scout, combination of who we're playing, and combination of Charlie, all the above.
One other thing along those lines, if I could. I watched all the cut-ups on everything you guys have done out of there, out of the pistol and the shotgun since the bye. And Lamar does not have a keeper against an 8-man box, but he's averaging over 11 yards.
Really?
When he does. Like, every single time, like, it's Derek. Like, it just seems like, how much of this is just his, what he does in those situations, knowing what
are you saying we should have Lamar pull it more often?
No,
I mean,
no.
Is that
any
more yards?
He seems
I'm with you. Well, I'm going to have to go look at that.
I mean, literally, it's a 0% keeper rate against the 8-man. Like, we talk about his evolution as a passer, but what about his mind in that part of the run game?
Well, he does a tremendous job of being disciplined. You know, one thing that happened early last year is we put the ball on the ground with some of our exchanges. That's Wood, but it's like, okay, so we've been better with our exchanges, you know, where you can trust that in all situations, red zone, 4-minute, critical situations. But whether it's 8-man spacing or whether it's a 2-shell and a 7-man box, most of the time doesn't have a lot to do whether he pulls it or not. Usually the edge rusher, somebody that we're reading, is a part of that. So certain teams that we've played have decided that they want to jet up the field. The Steelers are one of those. And at times the Texans were like that, to try and not let Lamar beat us and get the ball in the perimeter, which that's their decision. You know, obviously having Derek and getting him running downhill has been good for us. And there's certain things that we've evolved to, and there's other things that I think are better for Derek and us when we're under center. But I just think he does a great job with it. Derek has really blended in well with what we've asked him to do. I don't know that. You'd have to ask others how they view us. I don't make that decision. As a coaching staff and for us, we just try to use the personnel that we have to the best of our ability to give us the best chance to score points. That's what we're paid to do, you know. I don't care where we're at statistically. It's week to week. Can't carry over points, can't carry over yards. The challenge is this week. like I said, we've got really good coaches. We've got really good players. We've stayed healthy. I think our guys do a really good job of trying to attack who we're playing. Like I said before, I think our system gives us the versatility to, whether it's zone schemes, gap schemes, perimeter run, power, our ability to throw the ball quick, play action, stretch the field vertically, horizontally, all the things you want to be able to do. And having really good coaches and having really good players allows you to do that.
Zay Flowers had a really strong rookie season. What do you see in his game? What's he done this year to kind of take it to another level in year two?
I think any player should take that leap in their second year in terms of being comfortable. It is a long season. I think learning how to take care of your body, how to prepare each week. I think the other things that go unnoticed is we're all the same offensively, especially the skill guys. The terminology is the same. The way that they're being coached is the same. Little nuances of routes, what you're asking them to do, that they're now able to fix it. It's the same with Bate being healthy, Zay being part of that. All of our players kind of get what we're trying to do. And you can say, well, why does it take that long? Well, it didn't take that long. It's just you become more comfortable, more confident in what you're asked to do. And when you carry over those concepts and carry over the teaching and the coaching, I think we play at our best when we are confident and comfortable. And I don't mean comfortable and neglecting the work, but just in terms of how we go about things.
I think John a couple years ago said that one of the most impressive things about Lamar was just his memory and just how he was able to access it and use it to his betterment. You've been with him for almost 2 years now. How has that kind of played out in your experience?
Well, he's been great. I mean, he sees the field extremely well. He understands what we're trying to accomplish. Super smart. I mean, he understands, he can picture what we're trying to get done. And with every week, with every month, with the year, he becomes more comfortable with being involved. I mean, it's a rarity that I don't agree with what he's thinking or T brings to me, or someone says, hey, what about this with the running back? What about this in terms of our spacing? What about this? And that's when you get that from your coaches and your players, you get this collaboration. It gives you a chance to really shine. It's not a one-way street. We're doing this together. And he's become more and more comfortable that way, and it's just going to continue to grow just the way it is. And you empower him in that manner. That's where we've gotten to at this point, and we've got so much more that we can continue to grow as an offense.
Does having a great running back give you extra peace of mind this time of year going into these high-stakes games? You don't know what the weather is going to be like, but you know you have that guy you can sort of lean on no matter what the context is?
Sure. I think physicality travels. There's no question you can't control wind, rain, snow, whatever it happens to be. You're going to need to convert in short yardage situations. The game are really close. So where does that come up? Third and short, fourth downs. When you go for it and you get it, and when you don't, you go for it and you don't get it. In the red zone, scoring touchdowns. That's why we've been really good in the red zone. That physicality, Derek, and then Lamar as the playmaker, We're going to run it if we can run it. If not, Lamar's going to make a play to give us a chance in the red zone. And that's kind of been the formula. And most really good red zone teams have that. They have that ability. But having a great running back like Derek and him being healthy all year and, your ability to come – Les Miles used to say this years ago. And, of course, then I was a receiver coach and, but he used to say, there's nothing like being able to turn around and comfortably hand off the ball to the running back. And there's something to that. And some of those times, like we were talking about under center, it's kind of a smoke break for your quarterback. Like there's not much processing. Like, you can just turn around and hand the ball off, and there's not a lot of, reading it, throwing it, protection. I can hand the ball off, and that's big. That's really big. Get to exhale a little bit for the quarterback. And now Les was an extreme because he loved to toss it to Jacob Hester on 4th and 4. That was a little extreme. Okay, I'm not sure I'm going to go there, but there is something comfortable with being able to turn around and hand the ball off to a running back and know you're going to gain yards.
So we saw in Hard Knocks the practice leading up to the Christmas Day game, several players were running as fast as they've run all year, some faster than they ever had. And after Pittsburgh on such a short week,
obviously that's how it looked like they played as well too. So what is, I mean, is when you're game planning, getting ready, hey, how surprised were you at this point in the year to be able to have that at your, you know, that kind of resource? And have you seen that before with a group that's this late in the season and that ready to roll?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I really, before Houston, we walked through, so I didn't know we were fast. It might have been the fastest walkthrough we had, but they did play fast. I mean, they played their rear ends off. They were ready to go. They knew what was at stake. That's a credit to our guys and our staff that gets them ready, you know, and to coach, you know, in terms of reading their bodies and where we have to be come game day to be at your best. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I mean, and that balance between the physicality, the reps that you get, and then being able to take that to the game. That's everything, you know, what you do and how you do it during the week, your meetings, your preparation, your practices, and then carrying over to the game and let it come to light, you know, because that's what it is. I mean, everything we do tries to eliminate the drag and make it as clean as we can, because the players that make it come to life. We're the ones that have to get it to a point where they understand what we're trying to get done and let them make it come to life.
Two more, please.
No matter what happens in this game, you guys are going to be in the playoffs, and sort of around here, that's kind of when everybody gets judged, right? And it's a team that every year has Super Bowl aspirations, and for whatever reason, and a lot of this predates you, the offense just hasn't been able to play at that regular season level in the playoffs. Did you go back and look at any of those previous games with Lamar in the playoffs before you got here, and are there anything you guys think you can do? Obviously, you're playing tough teams, I get that, but to keep it humming at close to the regular season level in the postseason?
Not really, unless it's an opponent that we were getting ready to play. Then you might look at, you know, that's a big thing with them, how they play other teams, how they play Lamar. So that comes up with whoever that is, but I can only speak to last year, and we didn't play good enough in the second game. You know, we played good enough in the first game. So just having the second game that we just didn't play well enough, didn't coach well enough, didn't call it good enough. And so, you know, try to forget as best I can. That's hard because you're always going to have scars. That's just what you do. That's how you learn. That's how you get better. And but the bottom line is I'm worried about this year and who we play this year. And once we get in and, you know, playing our best football then. And you're right. You do play tougher teams. It doesn't matter in what professional sport you get to the playoffs. I mean, you're seeing the best pitchers in baseball. You're seeing the best defenders in basketball. You're seeing the best teams. So, and we are one of those teams, and we need to be able to do it when it counts. That's for sure.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Yep.